Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a story from Argentina. One of the shluchim there is named Rabbi Mendy Levy and his wife, Devorah Leah. They live in a city named Buenos Aires in Argentina, a big city in Argentina. Well, actually, Rabbi Levy's father is a shliach there as well. And he, Rabbi Levy Jr., Mendy, and his wife were given a certain assignment, a certain neighborhood to work to open another Chabad house. And on the first day, or one of the first days, he went over to the yeshiva and he asked one of the Bachrim to show him the Jewish-owned stores in the neighborhood. That was the neighborhood that he was supposed to open a Chabad house in. Apparently, the Bachrim had been going on Mifzayim. That is, Mifza means a campaign. And Mifzayim is a nickname for the mitzvah campaigns, going out and asking people to put on tefillin or light a Shabbos candle, take a Shabbos candle home to light, or put up mezuzah, keep kosher. Different mitzvah campaigns which the Rebbe identified. And so the Bacher walked him around the neighborhood and he said, here's a store, and there's an old man here, owns a store, his name is Carlos. He's a tough old man. You might not be able to get him to do anything. Okay, so Rabbi Mendy went in, he introduced himself, and he said to him, do you want to put on tefillin? Carlos looked quite annoyed, and he said, no. Okay. So Rabbi Mendy knew that it would not be a good idea to try to convince him. And instead, he said, let's sit down and farbrang a little bit. Let's schmooze a little bit. Okay. So they began talking. And Carlos really kind of opened up and told him about his childhood and about different things that happened to him, his family. And they spoke for about an hour. Nice conversation. Very friendly. At the end of the conversation, Rabbi Mendy said, thank you very much. I really enjoyed schmoozing with you, for banging with you. I'll come back again sometime. Well, week after week, Rabbi Mendy would stop by. And again, sit down and talk, for bang. After about a month, he said, Carlos, how do you feel about putting on tefillin now? And Carlos said, all right, but just one time, kind of in a grumpy way. Okay, so Mendy put on tefillin with him. But after a while, of course, maybe a few weeks later, or maybe a month later, he asked them again. He said, okay, all right, I'll do it this time. But little by little, it became a regular thing. And as a matter of fact, after a while, Rabbi Mendy started to also put on tefillin with Carlos's sons, who helped out at the store. And after a while, the family started to come to the Chabad house. Now, Carlos was a little bit too old to walk to the Chabad house on Shabbos, but other family members did. Now, the truth is, there's many stories like this one. And I think it's really an important story, even though it's not such an unusual story, not such a big adventure story, but it shows in a very good way, I think, how every Jew has that spark of Yiddishkeit inside. It might be covered over. It might be that you have to help the person a little bit to uncover that spark of Yiddishkeit, that godly spark. And what's the best way to do it? In a nice way, in a pleasant way, and in a patient way. Just like if you would plant something in your garden, you wouldn't plant it and then pressure and say to the plant, come on, let's grow, hurry up, hurry up. You have to go according to a comfortable level, gently and nicely, you know, taking care of the plant. And the same thing with the Jew, the spark of Judaism, the spark of Yiddishkeit, the spark of holiness within a Jew. It may take some gentle persuasion to help the person to bring it out. But it's important to know that every Jew has that spark. Every Jew wants to to do Torah and mitzvahs, because that's what Hashem wants us to do. And every Jew wants to do what Hashem wants to do. It's just that they might not realize it. And therefore, being patient, never threatening, never saying, if you don't do this, you'll be punished, or something like that. Never in any way anything negative. Just positive, friendly, encouraging, just being nice, teaching some chassidus, teaching some Torah in general, especially chassidus, which awakens the neshama. And in this way, one by one, every single Jew will come back to Torah and mitzvahs. In this way, we will speed the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Thank you for learning Torah and for doing mitzvahs and for reaching out to others with Avos Yisrael to help them to come close to Torah and mitzvahs. Because not only is it a good thing, not only is it something which Hashem says to do, but it's also something which helps that we should be able to win the war in Israel quickly and completely. May it happen immediately with those soldiers in the IDF and you soldiers and us soldiers here who are working, increasing Torah and mitzvahs, increasing tefillah, in order to bring a quick and complete victory and to bring Mashiach immediately. Thank you again for joining Jewish Stories and More.